Blog Talk Radio.
You gave me my hand to reach out to men, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. We've got a couple of announcements and another song coming up before Dr. Henderson joins us. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we just give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started. This is Global Straight to the Point. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that call-in number, you need to tune out, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. While you're online, just tweet that number out, ladies and gentlemen, because we know everybody needs to listen to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, our next song is coming up right now. Thank you.
He's calling you, he's calling you. Tell me, what are you going to do? Your time has come for a life present. He is calling you. Seems like after all the trials, never satisfied. Oh, you softly heard him call and say, you promised that you'd change someday. Even if you run away, you still can't deny. Oh, something's going on and it's real. Yes, somehow deep inside you can feel. Oh,
he's calling you, he's calling you.
Yes, he is. Tell me, what are you going to do? For
your time
has come for life
brand
new. He that you needed something more. Now it's time to realize he's knocking at your door. Things that you used to do somehow don't appeal to you. Why would you deny that you don't want them anymore? Oh, listen to your heart and to your soul. Listen, child.
Tell me, what are you going to do?
Across the globe, you tapped into Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are excited about you being here with us. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we get started here. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that number, the call-in number is 347-843-4559. The call-in number is 347-843-4559. That'll get you right into the network here. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Henderson opens up the lines later on, if you'd like to have a prayer request or a comment later on, just hit star one on your phone, and we'll open up the lines later on for you in that area as well. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to be on Straight to the Point. Yeah. Well, praise God, praise God. Sister Evangelist Jackie Mays, we're going to have you come on for a few seconds here as we wait for Dr. Henderson. And we're excited about you being with us tonight. Sister Mays, Evangelist Mays, welcome.
Thank you,
sir. We're going to wait for Dr. Henderson to come on in. How are you today, Evangelist?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. God bless everyone that is listening tonight, everyone that have joined in. Amen. You already know we're welcoming you to Straight to the Point tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what it's about. It's a prophetic broadcast, and we just want to welcome each and every one that is on the line tonight as we await for the woman of God. Amen.
And amen.
I just want to share,
yes, ma'am.
I just want to share a little bit, you know, in conjunction with the song choices that was on tonight, you know, the very one about I surrender all, you know, and when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart, you know, it's kind of like a sellout kind of a deal where we really surrender everything unto him, you know, our mind, our soul, our body, our life, you know, really just be committed unto him after all what he has done for us and all that he has sacrificed for us. You know, the least that we can do is surrender all back unto him to bring glory unto him, you know. So I would just encourage anyone that's listening tonight, you know, the Bible says a man that holds on to his life shall lose his life, but we are to lose our life that we may find it, and we find it in Jesus Christ to the fullness. You know, when you submit completely and commit completely, turn everything over to him, which means you die out to everything, to all of your flesh, to your will, to do his will, so that his will may be done in our lives, we'll find that it's so much more easier and so much more, it puts us so much in a position of authority and power when we can find our place in him and commit to that holistically. It makes such a bigger difference, you know.
Yes, so ma'am.
I thank God for that tonight. That song just started to minister to me in that way while it was playing, to surrender all, everything, my whole life unto him.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen. Yeah, just for your edification, ladies and gentlemen, That was Melinda Watts, Available to You, and C.C. Winans, I Surrender All, and Brother Donnie McClurklin on He's Calling You. Powerful, powerful songs as well. You know, Sister Jackie, you know, also this is some very serious times that we're in, and the fact that we have enough evidence that the Word of God is true today. It's always been true. I mean, really, I think some eyeballs have been opened up recently.
Yeah.
So we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you guys tonight to share the love and the power of Jesus Christ. Evangelists, we are convinced there is no other way. No other way. No other way. There is no other way. Amen. So we just thank God for evangelists. Thank God for all those who teach and preach the Word of God all across the globe, evangelists. So we're excited, but there is no other way, evangelists. No other way.
There is no other way. Look, no other way is going to be satisfying to us. We do a lot of other different things, but it never fulfills us, and we find ourselves just constantly seeking and searching for something to satisfy us. And the only place that we're satisfied is in Jesus, because that's what he designed us to be. He didn't make us where in a world where he wouldn't be necessary. And so we can't be satisfied or whole without him. We have to totally commit ourselves unto him, totally love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and body, you know, in order to be satisfied. And many people in the world today, they seek and they search for things to fulfill them, from material things to all kinds of things, cars, houses, money, jewelry, traveling, vacations, all of these things, and nothing really fulfills but Jesus. He made himself a place in our hearts and in our lives that only he can fulfill. And so we do it for the glory of God. It's all to bring back glory unto him, to bring back all of the praises unto him, because he's the one that deserves it all. And, you know, God talks about being a jealous God. He said, I will give my glory unto no one.
Yes.
You know, and that means nothing. In other words, he doesn't want us to have no other God before him, beside him, or any other kind of a way. He wants to be that number one in our lives, and he wants to be so important that we prioritize and put him first in everything that we do, every decision that we make. You know,
Amen.
We first seek him, to seek him in his kingdom and his righteousness.
Yes. Amen. You know, Evangelist Mays, as we talk about Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson, it's all about souls. And we really have to understand that people are dying even as we speak without the Lord. So we must step up our game in the Lord. We must be able to share the goodness and love to the Lord as well. So we all need to do that. All of us need to do that. We need to engage with people. We need to talk and communicate with people. And it don't always have to be about the word always. Some people just want you to listen and see if you care about them. And they say, well, can you tell me a little about this Jesus, you know, y'all have, you know? So sometimes they pray. Amen. So it's exciting times that we're in, but it is all about souls, ladies and gentlemen. We must start with our home, right? Start with our own home first, our family members first, neighbors, and of course, all those around us as well. But we can shine that light because Jesus draws them anyway. As you know, the Holy Spirit, according to the word, Holy Spirit draws them, but we must plant those seeds and give that love that the world is desperately actually seeking. As you know, evangelists and everyone that is listening tonight, the world is literally seeking Jesus. They just don't know it. They're literally looking for him. They want to know
more about
him. They are looking for him even as we speak. So we thank God for the opportunity there tonight. Amen. Well, evangelists, I'm still waiting for Doc to come in as well. So I'm excited about working with her on that, trying to get her on that line. But we want to, any words of wisdom you have, would be grateful. Thank you so much. Bless you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I just want to kind of stay on this topic here for a little bit, you know, because of the days and the times that we're living in, we want to be mindful of the souls. We want to be mindful that the time is falling short, and things are not going to become easier and easier. They're going to become a little bit more difficult in the world today for those especially who don't know Jesus and who don't have him in their hearts. as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know. And so we want to be mindful when we're out, wherever we are, in our workplaces, in our homes, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, at barbecues, at family reunions, at the kids' PTO meetings, on the Zoom meetings with the children's teachers. We want to be mindful that we are the light of the world and that we have to shine bright so that people can see God and see Jesus in our lives and through us. Through the love that we have for people, we have to definitely love people. We have to love their soul. We have to love so much until we would speak truth unto them. You know, it's a really sad thing that you see people going something or going a wrong way or getting ready to really hit a train wreck, and we won't say anything. We won't share the gospel. We won't share the love of Jesus Christ. We won't reach out. You know, we'll just keep our mouths closed, but this is not the time to be quiet. This is really not the time to be silent. This is the time to really reach out to people in love, whatever way that may look like, to reach out to them and let them know, hey, I'm here, because we're one body. You know, we're one family. And so we have to be able to reach across those bridges and reach across those gaps and use the wisdom of God how to engage and communicate with people that are different than we are so that we can reach their soul, so that they can be saved and be introduced to this awesome, awesome, awesome God that we have a relationship with on a daily basis. You know, God is a God that is not selfish. He came to give his whole life, you know, for us. And so we can't be selfish either and just keep this Jesus to ourselves, just for ourselves. But we have to be able to be salt. You know, the Bible talks about when if we're salt in the earth, if we lose our Savior, what good are we? So we have to be able to put that sweetness upon people to draw them unto the Lord, to draw them to their Father, you know, because Jesus loves all of us. He
yes.
doesn't have a respect of person. He don't look at us and say, oh, I love you more than I love that one, so I'm not going to do nothing for that one. I don't care about that one. He loved all of us. He gave his life for all of us. He went through for all of us. And so we have to be mindful of that when we look at people and they don't look as well as we do, and they're not doing as well to do as maybe we are. They're still God. They're still his children. They're still our sisters and our brothers, and we must reach out to them and love them right where they are and not judge and not condemn them, but to draw them into the Father's house. We're in the days and the time now where we're in the prodigal son season where, you know, some of them want to come back home, but they're embarrassed and they're ashamed because of they have lived their lives, my God. And so we have to be the ones that do not condemn and judge and let them come back home. Come on back home. It's okay. You know, God ain't mad at you. Come on back home. There's a place at the table for you. We've been holding this place for you. We've been waiting on you, and we don't look at you any different, you know, because one thing for sure we can say, we all been somewhere. Come on, somebody. We all been somewhere at some point. You know, the Bible even speaks of the don't judge, because such things some of you were. I was some of that, you know. And so we don't want to be the one that hinders and stand in the way of those that are needing to come into the house of the Lord because they don't look like us and they don't act like us. Of course they don't, because they're in a different world. They're in a world of darkness. But we're not to be the one to judge and condemn and to stand in the way where they cannot come in to the house of the Lord and experience this wonderful, great God that we know. And so we want to be mindful of that every day, no matter where you are. You could be at the grocery store, to be kind to people, to be loving to people, always ready to jump in and to show forth the light of Jesus Christ. Trust me, it makes a difference. It makes a difference when people see. They know you're different because they'll tell you. Some people will tell you, you know, something different about you. They know God's people.
Amen.
You don't even have to wear a cross around your neck. You don't have to
Amen.
Wear a bird
right.
collar. They know God's people. They know you by your spirit, your character. And so they'll say something different about her, something different about him. he ain't like us, she ain't like us, you know, but I like them because they're always nice and they're always kind and they always smile and they'll never complain. You know, you don't hear them talking like we do. Those are invitations for them to come into the light. And so most of them know when they get in different places and get in low places, they're looking for those people. They're looking for that one that they know is different.
When they
be like, I know where I can go. I know this lady. I know this man. They know Jesus.
Yes.
And so, you know, we have to remember that we are the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth.
Amen, Evangelist. And we have to be consistent, Evangelist. You know, that's what we want is consistency, too, in our daily walk.
Absolutely.
As the Spirit of God. Yeah, as the Spirit of God leads and guides us, we must be consistent because the world is looking for that. And so many times, Evangelist, we hear, you know, I can do bad all by myself. Now I understand what they mean by that. If I'm doing bad, they can do bad, too. If I do bad, they ain't seeing nothing any better. So I got to do better every day, ladies and gentlemen. So we can be a witness unto the Lord for the souls of men today. Amen. Amen. Evangelist, I wanted to read for some scripture here for the audience tonight as the word talks, as you talked about the love of God. And this is out of 1 John chapter 4. I'll just read some scriptures here real quickly. Beloved, let us love one another. Amen. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So that's a pretty quick, simple test, ladies and gentlemen. If they don't love God, they don't love you, they don't love themselves, you know something's wrong there, okay? So that's the first thing, ladies and gentlemen. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, amen. This was the manifest that God loved towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son. Here's the key right there, his only begotten Son
in
the world, amen, that he might live through him, that we might live through him. That's the key right there, that we might live through him. He is the key, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other way to the Father and to salvation except through the Son. Wherein is love? Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son into propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. There it is right there. That's verse 11, ladies and gentlemen. Beloved,
there it
if God
is.
Loved us, we also ought to love one another. Come on now. That's a quick litmus test. I ain't judging nobody. If you don't love me, something wrong. Amen. No man has seen God. This is the one. No man has seen God at any time. Amen. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. His love is perfect in us. Whereby, know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, he has given us the precious Holy Spirit, and we thank God for precious Holy Spirit even right now. Amen.
Yes.
And we have seen and do testify the Father sent the Son and the Savior into the world. Ladies and gentlemen, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, Evangelist, it's really kind of easy, really, ain't it, to come into the kingdom.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how easy it is? I mean, you almost got like one scripture that brings you right on in real quick. Let's praise God.
Right on in real quick.
Amen. Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him and he in God. Amen. And we have known and believe the love that God hath towards us. God is love, ladies and gentlemen, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him, wherein our love made perfect, and we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, so are we in this world, There is no fear in love, amen, amen. No fear, come on now, there's no fear
no
in love.
Fear.
No fear. No fear. But perfect love casts out fear, amen, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. If the man say, I love God and hateth his brother, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, he is a liar. I didn't say it, ladies and gentlemen, it's in the scripture. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who he hath not seen? Oh, come on, ladies and gentlemen, we can't say we love God and you hate me. You cannot do that. Let's go to the
Amen.
Word. And the last scripture, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. That's a quick test, ladies and gentlemen. That's 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. Thank you so much, Ben. I just wanted to just share that because you talked about love, and we really have to exude that. We have to express that every day by the power of God. Now, keep in mind, it ain't in the flesh. It's in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. The Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Evangelist, we're excited. We trust that Prophetess has something else that came up, I believe, this evening. So we're excited and just trust that all is well there, of course, on her side as well. And Evangelist, we can open up the lines if you like, or whatever you like to do at this time.
Yeah, let me just say this before you open up the lines. You know, you were talking about God is love.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that when you brought that scripture forth, that we all have one thing in common, for sure. Everybody that's created and breathing air in their lungs have one thing in common. God created all of us, that love would be necessary. And, you know, we talk about how people are looking for stuff and they're searching for things. And in the end reality, what they're searching for is God, because that's how he created us all, to have his love. And so that's what they spend a lot of their time and money trying to do and fulfill that spot, knowing that, hey, I could save you a lot of time and save you a lot of money. Let me just take you right to where you really need to be. It's God that you're searching for. It's God that you're searching for. So he created every single one of us with the desire to be loved. Everybody wants to be loved. You don't see many people talking about, I'm looking for somebody to fall in hate with. You know, they want to fall in love. They want to love someone, and they want someone to love them. You know, and God made us like that. He made us like that to want and desire to be loved, because we'll find him in that desire. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that point out, that we all have one thing in common, and that's the love of God. The love of God on every level, we have it in common. Amen.
Amen, Evangelist. I'm excited. Hey, man, I'm more excited now. Dr. Henderson is with us. That was our prelude, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen. Straight to the point.
That was Evangelist Jackie Mays keeping us moving there. At this time, we're going to bring in Dr. Henderson.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited to be with you guys on tonight. I want to thank my girl, Evangelist Powerhouse Jackie Mays, for stepping in. That's a new name that I gave her.
Amen.
I gave her.
God bless you.
As God changed Jacob's name to Israel, I changed your name to Jackie Powerhouse Mays. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it takes.
God bless you.
I want to thank Evangelist Mays for stepping in, and all of you all for tuning in tonight. I thank you so very much, and I came in on what Evangelist Mays was talking about in reference to love. Yes, everybody is looking for love, and I'll just piggyback on what she said, just to stay on topic. I put a void in each and every one of us, as she stated. And the void is for us to love him. Even if you get married, your husband or wife cannot even fulfill that void. And right now, I'm just going to just talk about the God kind of love. Because God created us to love him. In the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth, amen, he created the heaven and the earth and all that, we know that he also created man. He said, something is missing, you know. He said, I created the heavens, I created the earth, but I need somebody, you know, although that is me and Jesus, you know, all wrapped up in one, because in the beginning, he said, let us. He was talking about himself and, you know, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. Let us make man in our own image and things of that nature. He created man. But when he created man, even even after creating man and man, you know, named all the animals and all those things, man still had a void in his heart. You know, although man was in communion with the Lord, it was still a void in his heart. So God created that void in man's heart for him, but also for others as well. But man just couldn't be in companionship with anybody, because if that was the case, then the void would have been fulfilled with man having relationship, and I'm not talking about any sexual relationship, but relationship with the animals. But there was still a void. God said he still saw that Adam was alone. He felt lonely. So there was still a void. So even after the void, God created us, he created us with two voids. The first one is for him, and then the second one is for us to have companionship with like-minded, with somebody that's like-minded, somebody that's like-minded. And so God said that I have to make somebody for Adam, you know, somebody that is like-minded. The elephant wasn't like-minded. The giraffe wasn't like-minded. The horses weren't like-minded. None of them could fulfill the void in Adam. So even with Adam having the void, or even Adam having God as a companionship, you know, there was still that second void that God had for man, and that was for man's wife, which was Eve. God had to create him a helpmeet, somebody who was suitable for him, like-minded, suitable, somebody who would be able to help him, somebody who was like him. Amen. And a lot of times, and I don't know why, I'm just going to be led by the Spirit. I wasn't trying to talk about merge tonight, but, you know, God got us on this merge tip like all weekend. When I'm not trying to talk about it, it just comes out. And I believe it's because, as I've been saying, that we're at the end and God is putting together kingdom marriages. And so God had to put him to sleep. And so when God put him to sleep, let me just say this. A lot of times that people don't even know that they have a void. They feel the emptiness. They feel like it's something that they, you know, if something is missing. And a lot of times they go out and they try to fill the void with drugs. They try to fill the void with alcohol. They try to fill the void with having sex with different sex partners. They try to fill the void sometimes with, you know, working too much or just idolizing something. And they find that the void is still there, okay? So going back to what I was saying in reference to Adam and Eve was that even though Adam had a relationship with God and he was in communication with the Lord, God still saw that Adam was missing something and that there was a void there. And that was the second void that God had put in man. So he put in man two voids, one for him and one for his mate or her mate. And so that's what happened in reference to God put Adam asleep. And then he presented, when Adam woke up, Eve was presented to him. And so he recognized that was his wife. And everybody know the story. So when that happened, that second void was filled. But let's go back to the first void. The first void is when there is, because you could be married. Okay, let's say that you're married and you don't have a relationship with God and you're married and You know, you may have a good husband, you may have a good wife, but there's still something missing. A lot of times with the first void we're trying to fulfill, we try to put that and find that in our mate, okay? And I don't care how good of a mate you have. I don't care how good of a husband you have or how good of a wife you have. There will still be a longing for a deeper connection, and that's the spiritual one, which is the one between you and God, because that's the first void that has to be filled, your spiritual void between you and the Father, okay? And so you can be married, have a great marriage, and just be like, something is missing, the void between you and the Father. If you're single, you're looking for love, because we're talking about love. There's always, you know, that void is stronger because you're missing the. It gets so much stronger when you're single because you don't have that companionship, that like-mindedness with your mate who comes to fulfill that second void. So you're trying to fill two voids. The first one is the one with the Father, and the second one is not having a mate. So the first one is very vital and very vital, and you got to have it. And that's the love, the love from the Father. And so a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times people, they search all over. They try to find it in so many things. And it's a song that says, searched all over, still couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. You know, so, yeah. So that's really all I have to say. I don't know what they were talking about before I came on, and I did have a word, but God just wanted me to just stay on those lines. And there were three songs that I asked to be played, and I do want to give credit to those songs that were played. One was actually one of my favorites, He's Calling You by Donnie McClurkin. I want to give credit to Donnie McClurkin. And then the second one from CC Winans. I love that song as well. I Surrender All. And the first one is I'm Available by Melinda Watts. And so those three songs were played, and I know they weren't played in vain, that somebody is on tonight. And so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to heed to the Holy Spirit, and I'm just going to pray. I mean, I don't know what you're looking for on tonight. I pray that Jesus will meet you where you're at, and he will fill whatever void that you have on tonight that you may be filling. Somebody may have lost a loved one. Somebody may be going through a mighty, mighty trial, and you need love, you know. Love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. So if you're harboring any unforgiveness on tonight, I'm just going to ask you to let it go. I'm going to ask you to open up your heart. If you're seeking and searching for things and not seeking and searching for Jesus, I ask that you seek him first and then allow the other things to come to you, because they will. You know, there's no greater love. You know, there's no greater love. Love is the most powerful thing in the world. So many people are searching for it. People don't just get married to divorce. People don't just get married to divorce. They marry because they feel like they love the person. And then they find out that the person didn't love them back, or the love was so many situations that it wasn't real love, it was infatuation. And there's a difference, you know. Love can be mixed. You could think if you don't know what real love is, you can get confused and bamboozled and end up in infatuation and misguided affections and things of that nature. So in order to find and know what real love is, it's first to find, number one, is to find the first person who will fill that void, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He will show you what real love is. Love is unconditional. Love is not conditioned. It's not, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. It's, I'm going to do this for you whether you do this for me or not. That's love. It's not transactional. You know, you have the four different leadership styles, and one is the transactional leadership style. One is we're making this transactional, meaning we're making this deal based on, if I give you this, then you're going to give me this. That's transactional leadership. You know, love is not transactional. Love is transformative. Love is democratic, meaning it's open, meaning that I'm going to go above and beyond for you. And it's not going to be because I'm looking to get something from you. It's because I love you. It's not going to be because I have an ulterior motive or I have a motive or I'm going to get something out of it. It's simply because I love you. And so I'm going to leave it like that. I'm just going to open up the lines on tonight. I am going to open up the lines just to pray for anybody.
Amen,
Doctor. If you would like prayer, just to open up the line. Dr. Vaughn.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you an opportunity to comment or for prayer tonight. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in the queue. Star one. And we'll go right down the line here. Dr. Henderson, our first caller, the last four digits. I'll mention your last four digits or your name if I know it, but specifically your last four digits. 1799, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson, 1799.
Yes, thank you, man of God. And I love the word. I love the word. I love the word of the Lord from Evangelist Mays and Dr. Prophetess Henderson. Love answereth all things. I agree. And with all of us, it is truly a godsend to always remember Jesus is love. So he sends his love to all of us. So I really have enjoyed the word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, 9748, you're live on the air. Amen. Caller 9748, last 48.
Amen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I enjoyed the word today, and I have been in an awesome revival all weekend, and it is about God. It's about his love for us and our love for him, because you know what? We can't stand for nobody but ourselves when we stand for him. And I'm so glad to know tonight that he's my daddy. Amen. I'm so glad to know tonight that I'm in love with him and he's in love with me. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now. How did y'all stop telling you? I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad to know who loves me. You know, and when God puts somebody in your life, they will love you. No matter what, they'll love you just like you love Jesus. And if he puts that kind of love in your heart for somebody, no matter what, you'll go through it with that person. But if you can't do that, then that's not love. Amen? I'm learning these things. I'm learning these things as I go along. And I'm so glad that my Father in heaven is teaching me. And when I go to church, I'm not looking for you. I'm not looking for Sister Jackie. I'm not looking for whoever's preaching. I'm not looking for no prophet. I'm looking for my daddy because I know who my daddy is tonight. He's Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't have an earthly daddy, but I have a heavenly daddy. Amen. That will supply all the needs that I have according to his riches, not mine. I'm so thankful tonight for who he is. And I'm so glad that he's on the right side of me that I don't want to never burn out. I love y'all tonight, and I'm going to be quiet. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. I'm glad. I know that whatever revival that is, that Jesus is definitely there. My God, the power that was just demonstrated through you on tonight, absolutely. We can't be looking for Dr. Henderson and Evangelist May. You got to come saying, I need to hear from the Lord. And, you know, it's not about who's bringing forth the word. It's about the word. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful, powerful testimony. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. The lines are open. Hit star one if you'd like to be part of the program tonight. Star one. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 8154. You're live on the air with Doc.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Henderson. Praise the Lord. It's precious saints of God. I just want to also comment on the topic about love. The one thing that I love about the love of God is this: a love that lasts.
Yeah.
It's a love that lasts. It endures. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You know, sometimes you got folks that say they love you, but they love you to the point. My father, my late father in the gospel, Dr. Gentry Richardson Sr., used to always say, people always say they love you, and they'll stick with you through thick and thin. And he said they was right. When they get thick, they thin out. Hallelujah. And I praise God that he has an enduring love and a love that lasts. And I am so grateful for this topic on tonight. It definitely blessed my heart, blessed my spirit, both with Evangelist Mays, beginning with Evangelist Mays and finishing off with you.
Yes.
And I praise God for his word. Now, you don't necessarily have to do it right now over the line if you don't, but my wife and I are right in the middle of some critical negotiations and some things, and we just asking God's favor and God's direction, and if you can just pray for us in that area, I would deeply appreciate it.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this awesome man of God. I thank you for his wife, Father. I thank you for, Lord God, that you have brought the two together as one, Lord. I thank you, God, that they are in agreement. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
in the name
Jesus.
Of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, as long
yes,
as they are in agreement, as long as they, Father God, got each other's back. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as long
Lord.
As, Father God, that they are answering in one voice, that they are believing in one faith, in one voice.
Yes.
They're believing together as one. It's not different of opinions, but they believe you together, Father, for whatever it is, Lord God, that you are about to do. God, I pray, Father God, that, Lord, that you will, Father God, command the blessing. That, Father God, that in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will, Father, give them favor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them favor with the transaction. Give them favor, Father God, in the negotiation. Give them, Father God, favor with what, Father God, with whatever it is, Lord God, that they're dealing with they about to go into, Father God, what they're about to get, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, that Father God, that you would stamp your approval on it in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, as you stamp your approval on it, I know, Father God, once you approve it, Lord God, that it's going to be great, it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be wonderful. Cover them both with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, let it be a smooth, Father God, negotiation, Father. Let it go through, Father God, without any demonic spirit trying, hallelujah, to stop it, God. We bind and we rebuke the hand of the enemy right now, and we say, Satan, you will not disrupt this. You will not disrupt the negotiation. You will not disrupt it. I pray that, Father, that, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for grace in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God, that whatever it is, Father God, that it's going to work in their favor, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Our next caller, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to be part of the program for prayer, I hit star one on your phone. Next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 4497. 4497, you're live on air.
Hello, ladies and gents.
Hey!
How are you?
Prophetess Hembrick, I'm good.
Amen. You know what? I'm calling because, you know what? Let me see. I've been married almost 22 years. And before I got married, you know, I knew I had the best covering in the world. That was my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And so when the Lord spoke to me that I was going to get married, I said, Lord, let him be a man after your own heart.
Uh-huh.
That's all I asked God for. And that's what he gave me. And
amen.
I thank God for that. I thank God for that. He's a God-answering God. And who would have known that I would be going through what I'm going through today, having someone cares for me unconditionally.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, it's so unbelievable, but that's God.
Yes.
That's God. And you know, I thank God for the people that, you know, he put into my life, like you, Dr. Henderson, and Evangelist, and, you know, Dr. Vaughn. I'm like, you know, there's no greater love than the love God has for his people.
Yes.
Not at all. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, grateful and full at the same time. And, you know, and I know God is taking us in a direction now, and ain't nobody mad but the enemy, but who cares? We end up having to, you know, deal with this thing tooth and nails, but God always provides. So
always.
I would just say, yeah, just have patience and be of good courage.
Mm.
I have to always convince myself.
Mm.
When things look a little gray, I know that God is in control.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who is the author and finisher of my faith.
Yes.
You know, and I love the Lord. And so I want to say thank you. And Dr. Henderson, you know, I would not mind if you just go to the throne on my behalf. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this powerful woman of God. Lord, you know the plans that you have for her. You have great plans for her, plans, Lord God, to bring her to her expected and not to bring harm to her, not, Lord God, for her to suffer. But God, you got plans, Father God, to bring her to her, Lord God, expected end, a great end, Father. Lord God, I just thank you because her ladder shall be greater. Her ladder shall be greater than her past, Father. Whatever, Lord God, that the enemy is putting on her, is having her go through, I just come to encourage her on tonight to let her know to hold on. Don't give up. Because your ladder shall be greater, and your ladder is fastly approaching. Your ladder is fastly approaching. It's fastly coming up on you. So you just hold on. Because I see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're at the end. You're at the end. So So hold on. Father, I thank you, Father, for keeping power. Hallelujah. Mm. Lord God, keep her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper. No weapon. Why? Because she has an inheritance. I thank you, God, for her inheritance. And as she gets closer to the blessing, the enemy is going to try to pile on certain things. But I just hear the Lord saying, hold on. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always, always be unmovable in the work of the Lord and know that your labor is not in vain. God, I thank you. Cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Holy Spirit, rise up and give her stand power right now in the name of Jesus. Stand power in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for renewing her strength. Yes. Renew her strength. They that wait upon the Lord. Lord God, renew her strength. Renew it right now. I thank you, God, for the benefits of serving you, God. You will renew our youth as the eagle. Yes. Renew right now, Father. Lord God, renew her mind, renew her heart, renew her soul, God. Give her, Lord God, more strength. Give her strength to endure, Lord God, because her ladder is fast in approaching. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. So worthy to be praised. I was thinking about Evangelist came on far before you.
Yeah.
And you were talking about surrender it all.
That's
what we have to do is surrender.
We got to surrender
our all in all to God. To God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We got to surrender because, you know, God is the one that's going to take us there. Nobody else is going to do it but God. And we have to we have to walk in the light. We have to walk in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And walking in the light means that you got to be steadfast and unmovable at all times. You got to be, you got to keep your footsteps in God. You got to put your footsteps in one foot in front of the other and follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be, praise God. You just got to, you know, just continue to love God and continue to trust and believe in him because he's the God of our salvation. You know, so, God is an awesome God. He's a powerful and anointing God. And I do thank the Lord. I praise God. I thank God for every day I pray, but I thank God for everything that he has done in my life and our life as a husband and wife.
Yeah.
I just thank God for that. I thank God how far we then came together. I know before I got married to my wife to Prophetess, I thought that I was in love, but it wasn't really true love, and I didn't get the true love until I met her. That's when I really got the true love, because I got the love that God had gave her, and that she would give it to me, and the love that God gave. I will give it to her. So you know, I just thank God tonight for just all what he is doing and all what he's going to do. And I know that it's going to be, you know, some days it's going to be tough. Some days it's not going to be tough. Some days it's going to be better than the other day. But the main thing is the fact that we just keep hanging in there and keep on trusting. I keep saying that. Keep on trusting and believing in God because God is the only way. He's the true and the living light. My God, hallelujah. I mean, God is just so good. And, you know, I get on that line every week, and I just give it all that I have to give. And I just thank God for giving me the strength, you know, and giving me a helpmate who's there for me to back me up, to have my back. I'm just so happy, and I just pray that God continues to use us both to his will, not our will, but his will, that he continues to be steadfast and unmovable. Lord, have mercy. God, have mercy. Glory.
Amen.
Just steadfast and unmovable because God is a all knowing and an all powerful God. And praise God. I just got so much I want to say about God because I do love the Lord. And there's no question about that because he heard my cry. No question about it. My God, he heard my cry. I mean, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
And I say, when I get on the line on Saturdays, I say it every week. I said, you know, it took me a long time to get on this line. I said, I was scared. I didn't know if I was scared or what was going on. I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I said that the Lord kept telling me to do what I tell you to do, boy. do what I tell you to do, boy. So I just thank God for giving me the strength to get on the line every week and giving me the words to say and the subject and the scriptures. I just thank God for that. And I just ask that you will continue just to pray my strength in the Lord. That pray for our marriage and pray for our ministry that it will, you know, become and that we will get everything that God has for us, and we will give it right back to Him.
Amen.
You know, not to keep it for all for ourselves, but to give it right back to Him, to give Him the glory and give Him the honor, because God is just so worthy to be praised, and I know I've got to stop talking because I can keep on talking. I just feel that good tonight. I really feel good tonight. I feel good tonight. I feel good about the subject marriage. I feel good about, you know, how much God loves us, how much we love Him. If we say that we are a child of God, we got to love God because God is love. God goes to worship and must worship in spirit and truth, because God is God. My God, you can't see Him, but you can hear Him.
And you can feel Him,
My God, you can hear Him in spirit, that's for sure. So just continue to pray for us and pray for our ministry and send all the blessings up to God tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I when you were talking, when you said that we're doing His work and we're giving it back to Him, I thought about Hannah, Samuel's mama, and Evangelist Mays just spoke about Hannah on Saturday at the conference, and she did a phenomenal job. And I thought about Hannah and how Hannah prayed and said, you know, God, if you give me this son, you know, pretty much I'll give him back to you for your work. And when God blessed her with the child the following year, she did what she told God that she would do, that she will give the baby, the boy, back to him to be used for the work of the Lord. And so, but God blessed her with even more children because of her. She made a promise, she made a vow, and He blessed her. So
amen.
When she gave Samuel back to the Lord multiplied and blessed her even more. So just as you and your wife are giving this ministry over to the Lord and giving it back to Him, I hear the Lord saying that I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to multiply the work, meaning it's going to be great. It's going to be bigger than you can even imagine. It's going to be productive and fruitful. It will not be barren. And I curse the root of barrenness right now, and I command by the power of the Holy Ghost for your work to be fruitful and multiply. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 3487. Last four digits, 3487.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. How are you, Sister Mari?
Yes, I am well. I'm blessed. Thank you for an amazing word tonight. Dr. Henderson, Sister Jackie, Brother Vaughn, thank you so much. I love that the topic was love, and you talked about real love is found in Christ because God is love. And how sometimes people confuse love with infatuation or even lust, and I could only think of the chapter in 1 Corinthians 13 about about love. It says real quick, if I could speak all the languages of earth and angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. And it goes on to talk about what love is, and I could only think about how we can't find love anywhere else but to the Father, because that's who fulfills that void that you were talking about. And I'm so thankful for that word. I know Sister Jackie Mays talked about Matthew 6:33, seeking and you do too, Dr. Henderson, seeking the kingdom of God first. That is so, so important. And I pray that we continue to seek him before anything else, because he's the only one that can fill any voids in our lives. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you were tremendously blessed on tonight, and I know that this word on love was meaningful to you. So thank you for coming on. God bless you, and I pray that what you have heard on tonight, that it will solidify and open up a door for you that no man can close. And I just hear the Lord saying this next door that is going to be open in your life. It's going to answer the questions that have been lurking in your mind and lurking in your heart. And I thank God right now in the name of Jesus that this door that is going to open is going to allow you to know that God, matter of fact, it's going to do what God said that he was going to do. It's going to be a door. God told you he was going to do something for you. And when this door that's about to open, you're going to be so sure in your mind and in your heart that God is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent after this door opens. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this open door. Lord God, this woman has been praying for something. And what she has been praying for, God, can nobody else do it but you, Father. Nobody can do it but you. And if it don't get done, Father God, Lord God, if it doesn't get done by you, then it's just not going to get done. Father, I thank you for the open door, and I pray, Father God, that she will, Father God, recognize and not pass by it, that she will recognize, Father God, that it is your doing, that there would be no confusion, there would be no frustration, that, Father God, that she will, Father, recognize that this is the door that she is to walk through, that the enemy is going to try to come to confuse her. He's going to try to come and make her think about her past and what happened in the past to try to stop her from moving forward. But I bind the hand of the enemy, and I say, Satan, you are a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. That she will walk through the door. And when she walks through the door, her life will never, ever be the same. I seal this prophecy with the blood of Jesus, and I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, we wanted to recognize Brother Coleman. I didn't know if he wanted to come on, but I did want to recognize him. Brother Coleman, you're live on the air with Doc. God bless you.
Well, praise God. God bless you. I just want to just thank God for the word tonight. Amen. By both speakers. It was just a blessing to me. And I just thank God. God bless you. And I ain't going to hold you up. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Coleman. Thank you for coming on. I see your voice on tonight. I pray that God will continue to bless you for your faithfulness and that he will continue to open up doors for you and that he will continue by the blood of the Lamb. I just thank God for the relationship between you and your goddaughter. I feel that God is touching her heart. Yes, on Saturday I talked about, and I don't know if you were on the line for that conference on Saturday, but now that I'm talking, it's bringing me to think about your goddaughter. We had an awesome conference on Saturday, and one of the speakers is married to a cousin of mine and one of my family members, and she began to talk about how, well, before they got married, he used to help me out with conferences and things of that nature. He would help us out, but he never really got into the programs or like that, you know, into the word and stuff all like that. But she began to tell me that today, well, which was Saturday, he's beginning to start praying and speaking in tongue, and, you know, his relationship with the Lord has gotten so much greater. But I brought that up to say to you is that, and I told the people on Saturday how a lot of times we be praying for our family members, and it seemed like they're getting worse. It seemed like the situation is getting worse. It seemed like that our prayers are not being heard. But God is working on them in the background. While we're in church praying, while we're praising him and worshiping him and honoring him and glorifying his name, that God is touching the heart of our family members. He's touching the heart of those people that we have been praying for, we've been walking the floors for, that we have been up late at night burning, you know, candles and things of that nature, you know, I mean, fasting and all kinds of things. Even when we say, you know what, forget it. Even when we say, forget it, it ain't going to happen. You know, that's when God does it. So I brought this up to say to you, and not just you, but anybody out there that's praying for a family member, been praying for a way of a child, been praying for a way of a son, daughter, whoever it is that you've been praying for, don't stop praying. Don't give up. Don't stop praying, because a lot of times when we're praying and things of that nature, God is in the background doing what we're asking him to do. And it depending on the situation, and my cousin is like, you know, and I've been praying for him for a long time, and he almost, what, I guess 55 now. And so I say that to say it took those many years to get him to that point, but it was because of prayer. And so don't give up. I want you to keep praying. God is going to deliver her. God is going to set her free. And you will hear the story one day. Somebody, you're going to be talking, and out the blue, somebody going to say to you, you know, they're going to call out her name and say, she was at church, or she was, God is speaking in tongues. And that's the day that you're going to know that God is not like man, that he should lie. None of the Son of Man that he should repent. That's the day you're going to recognize, you're going to know that God loves you, that God heard your prayer. That's the day where you're going to, I'm telling you, your life is going to change. You thought you know God. You thought you had a relationship, but it's going to go to a whole another level. And it's going to happen soon. I declare and decree by the power of God that it's going to happen soon. That this young lady is going to come to her senses and say, what must I do to be saved? I believe God. I believe God is even working on her heart as we speak in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I declare and I decree by the power of God that she will be saved, sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Cover her, God, protect in Jesus' name. And I just heard the Lord say, I got her. I got her in the palm of my hand.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Brother Coleman, you being heard on tonight.
Yes.
And know that your prayers are not in vain. God bless you.
Thank you.
Dr. Bond.
God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point.
Amen. Amen. So I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on tonight. It's not by coincidence that I was late. God wanted you guys to hear what Evangelist Mays had to say, because I'm telling you guys, time got you know, time just wasn't on my side on tonight. And I say that because I know that I came in when I was supposed to come in on the line, that you guys had to hear something from, hear what he wanted to speak to you guys from Evangelist Mays. So I want to thank Evangelist Mays for always stepping in. She always step in when I need her to. She always step in when God want her to, and she's always there. And I thank God for her. I want you guys to pray for Evangelist Mays, because God is about to take her to another level in ministry. God is about to take her to a whole nother level. And God is about to change, not just, I said I changed her name, but God really is changing her name in the spirit realm. God is really changing her name. Her name is about to change. And so I want you guys to keep her in prayer, because when you have a powerful woman of God, the enemy is going to try to come like never before to try to stop her in her tracks. But we come up against every plot and every plan and every strategy, every ism and schism of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we pull down those strongholds and we say, Satan, you a liar. You will not touch God's anointing. She is God's anointing. She is God's woman of God. So God is about to elevate her, and you're going to be hearing more and more of her. So I want you guys to support her. And she don't even know. She probably like, what is prophet is talking about? But I see it in the spirit. I see it's about to come to pass. I see what's in the spirit is about to be manifested on earth for her life. That God is about to change her name in two areas. And I won't say what those areas are, but in two areas, God is about to change her name. But I want you guys to cover her with the blood of Jesus, as God is about to elevate her. And it's not going to be too much longer. I would say we're in with the month of May. I give it before 90 days. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Keep her covered with your blood. Continue to open up doors for her. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Seal this prophecy with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Dr. Vaughn, for holding down the fort. As you always do, you do an excellent job, marvelous job. And I pray that God will continue to bless your business, open up doors, give you contacts. Open up doors. Everybody that's on the line tonight that's going through any contractual negotiations, any contract or any business endeavors, I pray that God will give you favor with who you have to, who you're going into business with, who you're negotiating with, that God will give you favor, and that these deals and these negotiations will multiply and be fruitful for everybody that's involved. In the name of Jesus, I thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to leave, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
This song is to the world. I'm sold out. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on.
I'm sold out.
My mind.
My mind is made up.
Come on, let's make one big choir. Come on.
I'm sold out. My mind is made up.
Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm sold out.
Jesus paid the price, now I'm free.
I'm free.
Yes, you have sold out. God bless you. God bless you. We want you to have a great rest of the evening and have a great rest of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Jalil Henson.